Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Leroy, can we get a weather update brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting? Storm season is here. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
It's a little breezy up there. Clouds are moving pretty quickly. I'd say 10 to 15 miles an hour. It is mostly cloudy, storms blowing in and out, supposedly should be clearing a little bit later. But right now, I would say it's about 85, 86 degrees. Because of that rain, we might have cooled off a little bit. Yeah. Winds are out of the east.
Got to know where the winds are coming from. Yeah. The headlines, those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. Marlins, they lose their 9th in a row. Swept by the Astros, they lose 5-2. No bueno. People want your thoughts on this, and we're going to talk to Anthony Chank a little bit later, but did you, in the midst of you getting surgery yesterday, did you see what happened with the Heat with Leakgate yesterday?
I did.
What a delight. What did you make of it?
Well, didn't know what to believe, but the fact that nobody's really saying anything makes me wonder.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's come out and said, I got hacked. That was a mistake. Not even LeBron.
LeBron
has just been. It's just been kind of...
The Heat said, oh, it was, nothing confirmed. It was just, maybe... You know, like, sure.
Well, because they don't want to piss LeBron off.
Which I don't think LeBron. It will piss LeBron off, because I don't think LeBron has a fan base to piss off here. Like, I think that's, if this was 2010 and that happened, okay, I could definitely see that being a thing. Like, if you were going to, set off a powder keg of anger, but I really don't think that he's got anybody to do that to here, does he?
No, it has nothing to do with that. You're looking and you're thinking about a man who has controlled everything about his life. Kudos to him. And if he wants to control when that information is released and somebody else does it, that means he doesn't have that control. So from that standpoint, yes, it would piss him off because he controls how he does things, when he releases things, and whatever. And there are people like that. I'm not mad at him for feeling that way. But if you say, hey, here's what's going to happen. Here's what I'm going to do. Keep it on the hush. And they don't keep it on the hush because guess what? In 2010, nobody had any idea where this man was going. He was a lot bigger then than he is now.
I mean, people had
and nobody. Nobody kind of knew nothing.
Dude, that's not true. Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh knew back at Team USA that he wanted to play. They like to say, oh, well, we didn't. You never know, because he goes silent, but like they knew.
Yeah, like you're making assumptions, though.
I'm not making assumptions.
I'm saying the way it played out, as far as us, the media, the fans, or whatever, nobody knew what his decision was going to be.
You didn't know because he doesn't do it until he does it when he tells Jim Gray. But it's not like there was no Miami smoke that was happening. It wasn't 0.0 out of the blue.
But nobody said anything.
Yeah.
He controlled all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that for whatever reason, if this is true and he wasn't the one to control it, could piss him off.
I mean, listen, I'm not inside the guy's head. I'm sure anything could piss him off, but I think on the scale of this really pissing him off as opposed to like Adam Silver telling him to hurry up, I feel like that pissed him off. You know, telling him to hurry up as opposed
again,
to the
again, it has to do with the control thing.
Yeah, but I'm saying in a grade of like what really pissed me off, an oopsie daisy YouTube getting out,
now you're
or
downplaying it.
I just don't think it's a big deal. Like people, no, yes. I just think people genuinely yesterday were like, he's going to change his mind over this. And I'm like,
no,
he's he's not changing his mind. If he's coming to Miami, that's not changing his mind.
I'm not saying that is going to change his mind, right? But what I am saying, when you look at all these 20 something years of basketball, even more than that, when you think about what news has leaked about LeBron, very little, because he has controlled that. And so I think
sometimes we knew he was going to the Lakers for like a year. Everybody knew.
All right.
They did. Right. We're not going to change history.
In 24 years, you got one instance. Do you think it didn't it coming out? But that coming out as far as conjecture.
We kind of knew he was going back to Cleveland, too. We knew.
I was blind. I thought there was no shot he was going to Cleveland just because I thought that was a crazy decision.
But everybody knew 2 years prior.
But people were saying, like, oh, there was rumblings about it for a couple of years. So I know you're saying on like he always wants to dictate on his decision on when it happens and how he does it, but it's not like people are completely. That's why I don't think the betting lines are nothing. Like these have been very squirrely with prediction markets, and it certainly can swing back and forth. But the fact that like even sports books are down the way they are on Miami being his decision kind of tells me that people know or have a feeling like, this is real, that he could be coming back to Miami.
Right.
And I just don't think the YouTube thing is going to sway him like, oh, no, I'm going to Cleveland now. No, if you were going to Cleveland, he was going to Cleveland the whole time. I didn't say that. I'm just saying I'm giving you my opinion on it because people were freaked out about it yesterday.
Right. I think we live in a – we live in a world where you can't say to anybody, this is between us.
No, but he's also such an entity. Like it's hard to imagine that he can just do just between us. Like he's a billion-dollar athlete with a huge agency behind him. His damn podcast or his damn agents doing 3 podcasts a week about it.
Right.
So it's not like they've been he's going and being cheeky on stage at Fanatics, like, you know, and then I think he kind of took another petty week because the commissioner pissed him off.
So you say he's going to be petty about that, but not petty about the other stuff.
Well, Draymond Green said he was petty about it. I mean, maybe he is. I mean, I can't rule it out, but I think telling somebody to hurry up and an honest mistake are 2 different things. You don't think those are different?
Petty is petty, dude.
Yeah, but
like you should know.
Being told what to do and something happening by accident are different things. We can agree.
Again, all of this is about controlling your own stuff, right? And I think whenever he can't, it may annoy him. I'm not saying it even is. I'm not saying he's not somewhere laughing about it. I'm not saying
we'll laugh about it on Monday at the press conference.
I would wonder, out of curiosity, because I know how you think. What if the news had came out that he was going, if Cleveland had done this?
I would have think that he's going to
Would you have been like, oh, that's why you can't trust him. You got to come to Miami.
No, I would have said that, not surprised. I thought that he was going to Cleveland the whole time. I really don't. Like, I think, and I feel like that's majority been the reaction. People are like, oh, that happened. That wasn't a maybe. That happened. He's going to Miami. And by the way, that's where the momentum was all swinging on narrative.
Yeah.
And news.
No, I got you.
So no, if we found out yesterday, hey, Cleveland leaked that they have a YouTube, yeah, it probably would have been like, oh, I guess he's going to Cleveland.
Right.
I wouldn't have thought, oh, LeBron's changing his mind.
All right.
So I don't know. And I said this yesterday. I don't think the person that did it deserves to be fired. It's like, it's a stupid thing. Like, you know, people, you know, it's not like anybody did anything, committed a crime or said anything offensive about LeBron James. Somebody forgot to put a button, hit the wrong button.
You got one job.
Dude, you barely know how to use Twitter. Like, you know.
Yes. Yeah,
that is true.
Agreed. But I'm only responsible for my Twitter. I am responsible for somebody else's.
I would guess the person.
If that is your job.
I'm telling you this. I think the person that did it, I don't think that's usually their job. Because that's why they're listing somebody to have that job.
Right.
I think people like in any organization get overloaded with stuff that they're maybe not supposed to do, or get extra responsibilities thrown on their hand, or maybe they're trusting a different person to do it because they don't want it to get out and they trust the most trustworthy person, and it was an honest mistake.
I don't want handling your Twitter. Leroy.
Crazy, man. All right, we'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Back after this.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one.
So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze. Let's love.
It's gonna be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program as Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald is going to join us coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll talk some Miami Heat with him and get into those topics all around. Bill Simmons is all in his feelings. You see, here's how you know that the Heat are close to LeBron James, because we're getting LeBron James. Bill Simmons is all in his feelings about it. And I mean, nobody has been more wrong about anything this year and this summer than Bill Simmons. Like, he has been wrong about everything. Was wrong about Jaylen Brown, was wrong about Giannis, and now he's going for the trifecta with LeBron James. And this was him being in his feelings on his podcast. You got the buttons up, Vlad?
There's two reasons I think it would be fun if he went to Miami. One is that I think that's a terrible fit of all those guys together. And two, they're annoying fans. They're even more annoying media will be going nuts that they think they're going to win the title. And it's going to be really fun to watch that crash and burn. So
more annoying media. A little shot.
This is my favorite.
What a hater.
It's not an annoying media? What are you talking about? Slipped that in there. It's the most annoying media. They know
it. Simmons is a hater. This is my favorite version. They know it.
That's the only way they get attention.
Wow. What a guy. Sometimes you got to respect the hating, though. Sometimes you do.
Do we really have annoying media?
I don't know.
Tobin.
You think I'm annoying? You think I could be annoying to other fan bases?
Do you think they're referring to you?
Is tomorrow Friday?
You go out of your way. You've come in here on several occasions going, I'm in their head.
I mean, very clearly, we are in his head rent free. You know,
No.
I mean, very clearly.
You've done that very not clearly. Just to him, but to a bunch of fan bases.
Very clearly. Well,
you come in and say, I got him.
Sorry. I'm sorry, but I do think it's
okay. But you just asked the question.
I just think it's funny. I think it's a hilarious thing he's talking about. Ooh, that's all they could do to get attention. The guy's literally come out with like wrong rumor this summer after wrong rumor for podcast clicks, and this guy's sitting here being like, Jaylen Brown is never going anywhere. Giannis is definitely is going to go to the Celtics. Oh wait, no, Giannis is going to go to Cleveland. Oh no, wait, Giannis is going to go to the West Coast. Oh, no, wait. LeBron is definitely going to the Warriors. Oh, no, wait. First Pearl Jam. Like, get the hell out of here, dude.
So my question is that the nature of the business now? You want to get something out there first, and because nobody holds you accountable, you can just keep saying what you want, and nobody cares.
Yeah, you just keep.
That's the problem. If somebody were to make you a pause and somebody hold up receipts, you see what I'm saying, and say, wait a minute, buddy, you ain't never right. How interesting does their work become?
I don't know, but the dude's been 0 for the entire summer, and he's sitting here like now he wants to say, oh well, I hope it happens to Miami. No, because you know it's gonna happen to Miami. You've been saying nonstop LeBron is never gonna go to Miami. He's gonna go to Philly, he's gonna go to Cleveland, he's gonna go to Golden State. You said this stuff was all in the bag, just like you said. By the way, you also said Giannis was going to Golden State this year, too. And, here we're sitting here. Giannis is on the Miami Heat. They're on the doorstep of getting LeBron James, and, oh, it's going to be a disaster. You know it's not going to be a disaster. Will they win the championship? I don't know if they'll win the championship, but people think it's going to be a disaster. Come on.
What, in Philly?
No, in Miami.
It's not going to be a disaster. You know why? Here's why. The first thing in building a really good team is having players who respect everyone, right? So when you bring Giannis and Bam and put those two together, they respect each other. I'm talking about to the level of there's nothing that's going to break that bond. You bring LeBron in, the other two respect him, right? And so from that standpoint, there's a certain level of basketball that you can expect to be played. That carries along, you know, that goes a long way in having a teammate. There's a lot of other situations where teams have talent, but the respect for one another is not as great simply because I don't know if you're going to play. All this burden is going to be on me. You know, and those things carry a lot of weight. Like, Joel Embiid is fine. Like, he's a good player. But when you watch him play and you see his teammates running up and down the court and then seeing him lumbering after like 3 minutes of consistent basketball, how can you count on that? How can you depend on that? And so at some point during the course of a season, even if all those guys respect him, If all those guys like him, at some point it's going to get down to, hey, man, I thought we were going to do this together.
Well,
when you
listen,
have the respect for your teammates, you don't do stuff like that.
I just don't think LeBron James in good faith could do that. I mean, listen, the rumors are out there that he's this is the new thing yesterday, is that apparently they're trying to get Anthony Davis linked on back, whatever team that he goes to, whether it be Cleveland or Golden State. And I think this is just like, we're getting to the point where it's like, it's silly on the noise about all this, because, you know, no sane general manager is going to trade Evan Mobley for Anthony Davis. It's just not going to happen. No one's going to do that. They wouldn't trade Evan Mobley for Giannis. They're not going to do that. And then you go to Golden State. It's like, why is Golden State taking on Jimmy Butler's contract to give you Anthony Davis? Like, what's the are you giving them 4 first round picks for Anthony Davis? That's what they're going to do? Really? And that's a good organization run things. So, I don't know, man. Listen, you know, as soon as Lil Willie gets in his feelings about stuff, that things are close and that he's nervous. You can smell it on him. It's easy to smell, but you know, I'll sit here and I'll be annoying about it. It's all good. I'm happy about it. We're getting LeBron James on Monday, dude. Press conference.
So, how do you feel about people that don't want LeBron in Miami?
There's not those people.
Huh?
There's not those people.
There are people.
There are people in the chat.
There are people.
Literally,
I make fun of it. I mean, I'm having fun at Rome March.
Yeah, it's one guy in the chat, Vlad. I've not seen, and you know I have a pulse of this stuff.
Oh, I know you do.
That's not a feeling. Anybody who has that feeling,
I have not heard one negative.
Nobody
thing
has
about,
that feeling.
How do you feel about that one person? Not, you know, individual. Not even that particular people.
I think we live in a day and age where if you gave everybody free cookies, you'd have a rat bastard say, "I hate cookies."
I mean,
like, that's the day that the, you know, that
Riles, didn't Riles take cookies from LeBron?
Oh, dude, there's gonna be the Mrs. Fields that's gonna be on that podium when LeBron gets here. Dude,
that's gonna be Famous Amos.
It's gonna be every type of chocolate chip cookie LeBron's ever wanted, dude.
You do know if he says something to Bam, there need to be a boatload of cookies at that table.
There's gonna be cookies. They're gonna give
hot ones, the hot and soft ones.
They're going to give LeBron James, when he gets here for this press conference, a new set of golf clubs, a golf cart, and cookies. Like, it's going to be, it is going to be a big time welcome. We'll take a break. We'll talk about it all. The annoying Anthony, you have been called annoying as well by Bill Simmons. Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. He'll join us next. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Let's go out to the Toyota of Hollywood guest line. Job over 2,000 Toyotas on sale at one location, Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan, toyotaofhollywood.com. As we are waiting along here, LeBron James watch is going on right now, and so we will talk to the great Anthony Chang of the Miami Herald. Anthony, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Oh, good, man. You schedule any live streams lately?
No, thankfully I did not do that. I am busy annoying Bill Simmons, though, apparently.
What is that? Do you know that, like, he's all, I think that's like one of those things, like when you start getting him rattled, all of a sudden he's like, this is going to end up just being the worst summer for Boston because LeBron is going to end up in Miami and I'm stuck here with Paul George.
Yeah, a lot of things going in Miami's favor this offseason. But I did wake up today, I'm like, what did I do?
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, what did we do to you? You know, but hey, it's the Heat-Celtics rivalry, I guess.
Anthony, I'm curious as to, like, what happens to you guys when you're always wrong? We were just talking about this. Bill Simmons, his hot takes all summer have been so inaccurate. At what point do you just – or is it you just want the clicks and you don't care if you're right or wrong?
His audience is still big, so I'm guessing that's all that matters to him, right?
Right.
You know, he has one of the biggest Netflix. It's on Netflix. You have to pay to watch it. So, yeah, it's been off. He's been off this offseason, but people are still watching, I guess.
So, all right, let's go to Monday night. Everybody goes crazy. I saw your tweet. The Heat say that this whole thing was a possibility mistake. That they had a press conference live stream scheduled. But what did you make of it? As you're seeing this all unfold, Did you think there was smoke to it? Because I thought it was fake at first. I had to see like 9 screenshots. I'm like, nah, that's not real.
Yeah. It's funny. I was watching a show with my wife, actually, and it was the start of the episode, and I see this on Twitter, and I'm like, this can't be real. I just assumed it wasn't real. And then as the episode goes on, and I'm like, she's like, what are you looking on your phone? I'm like, I think there's, this might be real. I'm like, I wouldn't tell her what was going on. She was kind of wondering why I was on my phone so much. And then I realized this is real. Right. But my first thing was, this is a mistake. It just doesn't make sense for it to be real, knowing how the business works of why would the Heat schedule a press conference a week later? I mean, this news gets out quick, right? This is not going
to.
It's not, if they know this, if a social media employee knows this, we're going to know this, right, for the most part. So it really didn't make sense. I thought it was just like most journalists covering this story. I have a story written about, you know, LeBron picking the Heat. I have a story written of LeBron picking another team. Could someone mistakenly post that for the Miami Herald? I guess so. It's in the system. Hopefully that doesn't happen, but it could, right? So you obviously try to, it's unfortunate that this happened. It was posted or it was live. It made live by mistake. But yeah, my first instinct was this is unfortunate error.
Just the way news gets out and how they plan things, you just saw, it was like, this is not even how they do stuff.
Yeah, it just, it doesn't really make sense for the Heat to know that far in advance. And with the way LeBron does things, right? The Heat found out in 2010 that LeBron was coming to Miami like a few minutes before he announced his decision. The Cavaliers found out he was going back to Cleveland in 2014, a few minutes before he made, you know, that Lee Jenkins article story came out. The Lakers found out he was going there in, you know, whatever that was, 2018. A few minutes before that was made public too. So it just, LeBron keeps things very close to the vest until he's ready for the world to know. So it didn't make sense to me that the Heat would know, they would know he's coming to Miami. They're going to create a template for the press conference on Monday, but we wouldn't know. That just didn't make sense to me.
Yeah, okay, but
here's
the thing, though.
Your thing.
Okay, so here's the thing. This is why I don't think this is like the other times. And the reason I don't, first of all, he's on, there's no extra thing anybody's really waiting on, unless we believe that whole he's trying to get Anthony Davis traded to one of these teams types of things. I don't know, man. Something seemed to change in the vibes after the Giannis press conference where Pat's dropping the whole land the other plane thing, and then you see the betting lines are all changing. So while, like, yes, I do believe LeBron keeps things close to the vest, I also think there's something to, like, the commissioner annoyed him. Maybe this was a decision they thought they were going to make in the weekend, because we all thought it was happening after the World Cup, and now he's having a spite week. So now everybody has to keep that. Plans seem to have maybe changed on the date. So I don't know. I think all this stuff is like innocent. Like, I don't think that there's like some nefarious thing behind anything here, but I could see this being one of those things of being like, hey, we're putting this off because I'm not letting Adam Silver have the word on when I'm making my decision. I'll make my decision when I want to make my decision. And so Pat's like, all right, we'll keep it under wraps. Rich Paul's very chummy about Pat Riley on the podcast this week. I don't know, man. There's just been a lot of stuff billowing over the last few days.
Every day.
What?
Every
I'm just day. Telling you, dude. That's how I feel.
He's smiling like I smile at you. Bless your heart. I want to pinch your cheek.
That's how I feel. I can't help how I feel.
Anthony, this is his thing. And I'm like, hey, LeBron has been a master at controlling every aspect of his life.
Yeah.
Right? And he'll go on and say, somebody knew. Somebody. And I'm like, no, dude. He's really good at that. And if it were true, I'm not saying he would change his mind, but he would really be pissed off if it leaked before he had a chance to release it when he wanted to.
Sure, sure. And I think, Tobin, maybe you're right. Maybe he was ready to make a decision and Adam Silver's comments bothered him and he's like, I'm going to delay this. And that may be the case. I don't know. I don't know what LeBron is thinking at this point. But I don't think the Heat would know. I just don't think he would have informed the Heat already. I think if that's the case, LeBron knows, his camp knows, but the Heat don't know. So I think it's the Heat preparing for the possibility of it happening. You know, and we, this is not a secret. The Heat think they have a chance at LeBron. Like, that's obvious, right? So that's not news, but that's them being prepared for the scenario. is it strange that it was a week before that they made the video? Yeah, that is a little strange, but I really believe this was a very innocent mistake. It's just unfortunate that it happened. And I will say this, like, I agree the vibes changed, Tobin,
mm-hmm.
after that press conference. But how much of that is because of the prevalence now of these prediction markets and all that stuff, where if we didn't have that these days, maybe it would feel different right now. But the fact that the Heat are such clear favorites has really changed, like, the tone of everything.
It definitely does. Dude, prediction markets are super volatile. Like, and the thing is, they're only volatile about that stuff because, you know, like, I'm doing reads for Kalshi on the station. And, like, most games and stuff, like, that stuff doesn't swing that much. But rumors, oh, my God, they're going, like, it's a roller coaster at all points.
Right.
The fact that on sports books it started swinging a little bit down, that they're a little bit more reasonable with that stuff. So I don't know if they're trying to keep up with the Joneses or what. That also was like, it opened my eyes a little bit because, yes, Kalshi, and they can definitely be swayed by rumors because people are going out there. They're not bookmakers. That's the thing, is those things are swung a lot by people. But I don't know. I don't know what to make of it. If they don't get LeBron, I know you did a piece on this week. What's the stuff that's maybe still out in the ether for the Heat to fill out the roster? Because the roster's not complete. Is it a DeRozan? Is it a Bradley Beal? Like, what are the final pieces that they may sniff around?
Yeah, I mean, you name two of them, right? DeRozan, Bradley Beal. There's always Klay Thompson. The Heat have interest in Klay, but yeah, you know, that's a little bit more complicated because he's under contract with Dallas. He would need a buyout from Dallas at some point. That might happen, right? I mean, Dallas is going to try to trade him, but if they don't find a trade, they could buy him out, you know, late in the offseason. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Russell Westbrook is a name that has come up. There's Gabe Vincent who's available. Like, I think the one thing that caught my attention on Thursday, the day of the press conference, was Pat saying that thing. Well, this was at the press conference and also with his interview with Dan Le Batard. They need a playmaker. And everyone says they need shooting. And I do think they need, you know, another shooter that would be good for them, especially with Giannis and Bam, to provide space. But they do need a table setter. And that's why LeBron would fit so perfectly with Miami on this roster. I don't know if there's not another player really like him out there that's still available. I mean, DeRozan can do some of that. He averaged 4 or 5 assists a game last few years, so there's some, you know, he can do some of that. But LeBron
is more of a two guard, though.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's more of a two guard, but he can have the ball in his hands. He could draw fouls. He could draw double teams and pass out of double teams. Like he has that in his game. But LeBron is one of the best passers, you know, in the league, obviously. So the Heat, it's crazy to say because LeBron is 41 years old. But they kind of need LeBron to complete this roster this season. They really do, because there's not really another option like him out there.
What was the most? What was the thing going back to that press conference that like stood out about Giannis? Like, were the things that we were like, either personality wise or goals or anything that just you found the most interesting out of last Thursday?
He was charming. Yeah. I was like, this guy. I mean, I didn't.
What an accent!
I obviously.
Oh boy.
Go ahead. Won the press conference. I'll say
it, Tobin. Say it.
Oh, I love, dude. I love the way he says, "Shut that." Like, I'm like, oh, I love that. Say that again.
Anthony, this is what I do every day.
I hear you guys enough to know. I know, Tobin. I know, Lever, what you deal with. I know what you deal with. Don't you have a fake Goran Dragic? You're going to do a fake Giannis?
I did a little bit of that yesterday because Hockman was disrespecting Goran. So, yeah, he was like, brate, you come here, we happy, you know? Come to San. You love it. And then I have Niko Jovic's mother as well, but I'm too chicken to do that in front of him at Media Day.
Okay. That's probably smart. to go back to your question, I think just how hungry he was and how determined he seems to be to win the championship.
It's like he's motivated. A jolt of energy.
Yeah, he's motivated. You could tell like he's coming here to try to win a championship. Almost it's a different circumstance as LeBron in 2010 because Giannis has already won one. But it's almost that same feel of like, where can I go to that they're going to put me in the best position to win a title? It might not be the first year, right? But over time, what organization is going to put me in the best position? And it seemed like that's one of the reasons he was attracted to the Heat. So that to me, you know, it's not surprising because it's, you know, he's a superstar still in the prime of his career. Obviously, he wants to win a title. But just how desperate he seemed, how that was that's kind of his number one priority. He mentioned like, that's why I'm here. That caught my attention for sure last week.
You think Spo's going to be in a better spot? Obviously, you get an MVP. Like, that's big. But, like, I feel like he fought the good fight last year of, like, young team, I'm going to change the offense, I'm going to try and make the most of it. But this feels more like a team that's cut of his cloth. Like, veterans, defense, grizzled. Like, I feel this feels more in the identity of the head coach.
Yeah, definitely. It's a more experienced team, right? It's going to lean on its defense. I mean, this should be a top five defense. Unless there are injuries, I don't see how this is not a top five defense. They're going to be really good on the end of the court. You have players you could rely on night in and night out. You know, that Giannis is going to get you 25 a night at least. Bam is going to do what he does, 20 and 10 pretty much every night. Like, you have these guys that you can rely on. Last year was one of the youngest teams the Heat have had in a long time.
Right.
So I definitely think this is, I don't want to say it's going to be an easier season for Eric Spoelstra, but he definitely has more at his disposal this year.
He
has more
Bam
guys he can
bit.
Rely on. Yeah, I do. I think it takes some of the pressure off of Bam.
Yes.
Right. Where he's not, we've seen it when Jimmy was here. Bam is best as a number two offensive option. Those were his best seasons. Right.
Right.
And I think that is going to help him being the number two guy instead of, you know, the go-to guy on offense, like he was pretty much last year for most of last season. Having Giannis attracting extra defenders and all that, like, that's going to help him. And also defensively, how much did Bam have to do defensively last year just to cover ground for other guys? Like, having Giannis next to him, that is gonna unlock a lot.
No more Olay twins.
Yes.
With Tyler. Can I ask you, like, real quick?
Hmm.
I understand, like, everybody's frustration with Tyler, right? But nobody has ever said that Tyler was a bad player. The problem was he was never available. Why is he so bitter when he leaves, when he should understand that, yeah, nobody has ever, ever, ever said anything about your ability to play basketball?
Yeah, I think some of it has to do with just being constantly in trade rumors. And I know that's the business, right?
Right.
But I think some of that, you know, every offseason dealing with that and, you know, seeing fans say, oh, I hope they get Damian Lillard, which means Tyler's going to be traded. I hope they get Kevin Durant, which means Tyler's going to be traded. I hope they get James Harden. Well, that means, you know, Tyler's going to be traded. So I think some of that added to some of the bitterness on the way out. But yeah, I agree. It is unfortunate because Tyler is, I know some fans might not want to hear this, but he's one of the best two guards in Heat history. You just look at what he accomplished here.
Right.
He had a very successful Heat tenure. You look at where he was drafted. He exceeded expectations. He made an all-star team. He was a sixth man of the year. It is unfortunate with the way it ended. You would hope that over time things kind of, you know, thaw out and we're able to look back with some positivity at his time here. But yeah, I think some of that is just the trade. All the trade rumors he was a part of, it was kind of relentless for him ever since he was drafted.
I found it, and it was interesting because, you know, I know it was reported by you and Barry about the whole maybe like hostility towards Bam because he was taken care of. But the thing I found always strange about that with him, Jimmy, I kind of got a little bit more because he was, you know, that's Jimmy. Like, that's his personality. But it's not like Bam's contract kept Tyler from getting his contract. Him not playing kept him from getting his contract. So I just, I think that's just a strange perception to have all of it. Like, I know everybody wants to make their bread and want to be secure in things, but I find it weird that any hostility was held towards Bam. And I think that's probably why it got as crazy as it did in Vegas. Cause I think he probably like, what did I do? Like, I didn't take anything away from you. You didn't play.
Yeah, and Bam vouched for him all the time, right?
Like,
Bam always was defending him and supporting him. And I think that was probably why Bam, you know, this is guessing here because we haven't talked to Bam since this incident. But I would imagine that's why Bam was so upset. It's like, what did I do? You know, what did I do? Like, and you know this, Tobin, just from being around the team, we don't see them 24/7, but just by being around them, Bam and Tyler were close. Like, they seemed like they had a pretty good relationship.
Right.
So I'm sure that kind of just seeing that on social media, Bam was kind of surprised probably and was like, what is this? Like, why are you doing this to a random fan that we don't know and you're telling him this, talking about me. So I would imagine that's what kind of bothered Bam the most, just if that's human nature. But yeah, it is surprising because those two guys did seem to have a pretty good relationship during their time together.
What did you feel of the end of Love Island? Did you like the season or did you think it was garbage?
I actually thought it was a fine season. At first I was like, it's a little boring. But as soon as Casa Amor started, that's when things got good.
All right.
From there, I would say it was. I will even say this might be a hot take, but I think it was overall better than last season.
I actually would agree. I think there is something to it because I think last year was like a one person band. I think it was. I will say though, if you're looking for something to binge, pretty strong season of Love Island UK on Disney Plus. So
get on that.
You might want to throw that on once LeBron finishes his decision. You can relax. What?
Love Island.
I'm telling you, the UK season was top.
You're not a fan, Leroy? You're not a fan?
No.
He's gonna be because he's held up on arm surgery right now. He's gonna need stuff to binge.
You're gonna get into it. You're gonna get hooked. Just watch a few episodes. You'll be hooked.
No, my wife watches it, and I out of in my periphery, and I'm like, this is stupid.
Not for me.
This is stupid. This is stupid. Like it's called Love Island and you got people crying. Right? Like, are you serious? You've been together 12 seconds. You're crying over something. Like, there's tears in Love Island.
You cry with love. I mean, love is,
not in 3 minutes.
Of emotions.
That's like going to a club, having a couple of drinks, and then the girl would leave with you. You cry.
We had Heat Island.
Come on.
We had Heat Island in Las Vegas. Got very contested.
Las Vegas was interesting this year. This offseason has been interesting for a lot of different reasons. So it's definitely kept all of us busy. And here we are. Dolphins camp is about to start in a week. And we're still talking about the Heat and LeBron. So we'll see.
Anthony, appreciate it, man. Go follow Anthony Chang's work at the Miami Herald. Always appreciate your time, man. And thanks for joining us.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Alrighty.
Appreciate it, buddy. We will take a break. Back after this.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.